Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by Chafe and Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Hope you're ready for your weekend. No better way to get you set than for our weekly visit, albeit a day late, because we had Pirates baseball. A lot of people have asked us, what's going on here? Some days you guys are on the air when the Pirates plays. Other days you're not. From now on, we'll be on the air during Pirates afternoon games. They get moved over to 100.1 FM and 1020 KDK AM. The only time during the week that won't happen is Labor Day, I think they'll be on in the afternoon, and that'll bump us off the air. So that's it, just in case people were
wondering.
Lots
of PM team in your future, friends.
It'll be a lot more Ed Bouchette. I don't think he should ever retire. I want Ed to do these weekly visits with us, even when he's in, what would you say, like emeritus status, Chris? Like when he's, you know, he doesn't have to be.
A what word? Emeritus?
Emeritus. What did I say there? And now the
emeritus?
Dogs. Are, yeah, I didn't say it right. As the dogs go nuts in the background.
Well, that's all right. The dogs managed to take all the attention off you by barking like idiots. Hey, guys, be quiet.
Right. Ed can relate. He's got little Poppy at home. Ed, you're still with one dog, right? You don't have two yet?
Anybody who has two dogs is nuts.
I have two. So does Chris.
I know. That's why I said that. Yeah, I have one. He doesn't bark, though, while I'm on the radio.
What gets him startled?
Somebody coming to the front door. Okay. That's about it. We researched this breed. One of the things I liked about it is that he barks when necessary. Like when we're playing ball with him and stuff, and we have the ball and he wants the ball, he'll bark for it. Somebody comes to the door, he hears him, he barks.
How is he with shedding?
He barks when I want him to bark.
How about shedding? Is he bad with that? Hairs everywhere?
No, they're short-haired. He sheds, but not bad.
That's good. How about potty training?
Another thing that
good
was
with
on
that?
My list. Pardon me?
Good with house training?
He was great. We had a good advice on what to do because it's been a long time since I trained a puppy.
Yep.
Every time you saw him ready to go, you picked him up and brought him outside. That's all. No Ed, smacking, none of that stuff.
Ed,
and he was trained in a hurry.
Good. So what kind of breed again, just so people can go buy that one? You've sold it.
Boston Terrier.
Boston Terrier. There you have it.
How does the dog feel about the Steelers' direction?
We don't discuss that.
Hey, Ed, your buddy Mark Cabali, in an article over at The Athletic, said, you know, they're going to need the 74 draft 2.0 to be, because he said they got to find starters in this draft, not just one, but he said three. He said three guys are going to have to step in this year, a left tackle, a running back, and a center and start.
Well, I agree with the running back. I'm not so sure about the center and left tackle. Left tackle, you want to guy to step in right away, you better move up in the draft like you did with the linebacker Bush and get one, because where you are, I don't think you're going to get a left tackle to come in and start right away. A center, that can be different, but I would bet you're only going to get one, and that's the running back.
Explain this to ignorant old me. I always think of center as having so many responsibilities. Got to know blocking assignments. Got to be like the sort of the quarterback's eyes and ears out there. Why would it be tougher for a left tackle drafted in the first round to start right away than a center?
Well, the center, because the left tackle is put out there, the left tackle, some people consider the second most important position on the offense.
Do you?
After the quarterback. In ways, yeah, because you've got to protect that quarterback. If you have a leaky left tackle, you're in trouble.
Do they have one now?
You know, centers have not many centers in the Hall of Fame. Now we've seen two of them here, and they've had some really, really good ones here.
Yep.
So, but you don't have to be a great center to be a center. You don't have to call the plays. The guard can do that. You know, DeCastro can do that. Alan Faneca used to do it when he was the left guard.
Do they have a leaky left tackle right now?
I don't know. I haven't seen either of them play, Chooks or Chooks. Right now, that's all they've got. I'm not going to say he can't do it. I mean, I don't know that he can. I've never seen him play left tackle. I know some people who think he's a better left tackle prospect than he was at right tackle because he's more athletic and can do that. But, hey, they may very well draft a guy and put him out of left tackle. Kelvin Beachum was a seventh-round pick, and as a rookie, he was playing left tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just think, like, if Tevin Jenkins is their guy, I have a hard time imagining this, Ed. I mean, be it as it is that you said what you said about how tough it is to start at that position, if they take a guy at 24 at tackle, I just have a hard time imagining that they're going to tell people, hey, we're gonna kind of slow roll this guy out here to make sure he can do it. I would think that's one of those ones where they tip their hand pretty early and say he's a day one starter. That's what we drafted him to be.
Okay, let's say, yeah, no, you're right, Chris. Let's say that happens.
Yep.
Is your running back who are you getting in front at running back? Is he going to start? Is he going to come in and start? Because the top three can do it. I don't know that anybody else is going to come in and be any good. Any better than what they have.
The top three running backs, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You think one of those guys will be there at 55, Ed?
No, I don't.
What if the first two of those running backs are gone at 24? What do you do then?
I'd take the third one.
So take Williams from North Carolina?
Yes. What's his first name?
Javonte.
Yeah, Javonte. That's what I call him, Javonte. Yes, I would. I've seen mock drafts where he's going in the first round too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get the back in the second round. I see. I am a all or nothing on this. I think they need a running back. I really do. And one of those three can fit the bill. And then, hey, this is a deep tackle draft. Get your tackle in the second round. That's Tevin Jenkins. I've seen some stuff on him that would scare me.
Like what? Enlighten us. Anything that we should know?
That he's, well, first of all, what, he's a right tackle?
Yep, he played there in college at right.
Okay, so you're figuring he's going to play left tackle, right?
Mm-hmm. You're flipping him.
He lunges. He's too aggressive in his blocking like that. Well, he's pass blocking now. He can't be too aggressive in run blocking. He just... The guy from USA Today, what the heck's his name? He just had it yesterday. He didn't even have him in his top 11 tackles.
What?
Ugh.
Holy smokes.
We got to find that guy and grill him.
We got to bring him on the air. Yeah, not in the top 11.
I follow him on Twitter, but he look up USA Today mock draft.
Norm Chad?
No.
Okay. The couch slouch.
I miss him.
Yeah,
I miss his column.
Pay,
he used to
pay the man, Shirley.
He's right up your alley, Ed. Same kind of humor.
Yeah, I like more. Yeah.
Well, we did this with we didn't do this with Cabali, but he inspired us to play this game the other day on the air, Ed. So they've got an opening at running back. Mm-hmm. We don't know about left tackle. We don't know mm-hmm. about center. Mm-hmm. We have no idea who the third corner is, really. The third corner. It's a competition there. They're counting on.
Yeah, well, you know who it's going to be. It's going to be Justin Lane, basically.
Okay. But would you agree that's a question mark?
Oh, yeah. It's a question mark with Cam Sutton.
Okay.
He hasn't played there.
So Sutton.
You know, teams start looking at film on him and find some weaknesses. Who knows?
Spillane question mark, right?
Yeah.
Highsmith.
Yes, because he hasn't done it. He's done it in spots, but spots isn't 16, 17 games.
I mean, do you get the point here? I mean, there's question marks all over the place.
with this team? I just wrote this. I just wrote this the other day. I said one scenario. I wrote how the Steelers could compete for a title.
Yeah.
And the second scenario, how it could all go bad. And this is exactly what I wrote, what you're just talking about for my second
scenario. Well, Ed, if this is like the Robert Frost poem, two roads diverged in a wood and I took the road less traveled or whatever, what road are they closer to heading down, in your opinion, right now?
The second one.
Yeah.
Is that the bad one, by the way?
And I concluded there's a middle road, too. You know, that's the thing. There is a middle road, the 9
well,
and
yeah, it's out
eight,
in Hampton.
9 road, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a great road, Ed.
No.
Mark is on the mark.
I mean, they probably do need three starters. I don't know that they're going to get three starters in one draft, though. I don't know that I can see that.
Ed, the one thing I don't like about the running back in the first round is that I understand this team is trying to send signals that they're in it for right now here. This is, let's bring the band back together. It just, if you're trying to still keep an eye towards the future and sort of responsibly and prudently build for what comes next after Ben, you would want, like, I just feel like a running back is short-sighted in that regard. Like, you're trying to serve both masters here, and it's going to be tough to do that.
Why can't a running back last? I mean, who's to say he's James Conner and is only here 1 or 2 years? I mean, why can't a running back last? They have. I mean, they've done it here. Franco Harris is a prime example, and he ran the ball a lot. Jerome Bettis is another one. Now, I know I'm talking about Hall of Famers here, but, you know, running backs can last. It's not like you're drafting a running back this year and he's going to be gone in 2022. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have him for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Ed, do you like Adam Schefter?
Yes, I know Adam. I knew him when he was
in Denver.
Broncos for the Denver paper. Been to his house.
When he says things like they're going into the draft looking for a quarterback, is that one of those moments where you feel like you got to call him up and say, no, Adam, that's not happening, buddy. Love you, Chef D. Well, but
I respect Adam. And, you know, everybody has their opinions. Nobody's telling me they're not looking for a quarterback. I just don't think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But not looking for one and still drafting one are two different things. If there's a quarterback they really like, that's a position you always need, right? And they've got a guy 39 years old. And because they have him coming back, you would think they don't have faith in their backup, and who knows who's going to be number three. So would that surprise me if they get a quarterback? No. I don't know that they're going in, you know, quote, looking for one.
Do you think that any of these guys that are going to be around – Ed – do you think like the Kellen Mons of the world are going to be are play like? Let me put it this way. Let me rephrase, Ed. Do you think the Steelers are the kind of franchise that can take a day two or day three project guy and be counted upon, be trusted to actually turn them into something? Like I don't see like really the I guess the coaching acumen, frankly, to be a little bit harsh here. I don't see like the trendy coaches that are going to bring a guy along. The offensive gurus that are going to turn a piece of clay into something that's a much more polished product if they try to get a quarterback and do it on the cheap, so to speak.
Yeah, well, we really don't know about Matt Canada, right? I can't even tell you who their quarterback's coach is.
Mike Sullivan, same as the Penguins' coach.
Thank you. That's right. I remember when they hired him.
It's easy to forget, Ed, because it's like always a guy nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah. Look, if they don't have the coaches to coach a quarterback, then shame on Mike Tomlin, right? That can't color your draft. You can't say, well, we can't draft a quarterback because we don't have anybody to coach him.
I would say it's a mark in the ledger against him, Ed. I would say it's definitely a mark in the ledger against Mike Tomlin right now that his coaching staff doesn't ever seem like nobody's ever getting poached.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they lost the line coach. Their other line coach got a job somewhere quickly. You know, I don't want to get into that. But, you know, no, you're right on that, Chris, that not a lot of his coaches go on to bigger and better.
Man, Fichtner wants to work. He's not under contract, so it's not like he's still getting paid from the Steelers, and he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. I don't know what's going on with Randy. Maybe he's just had it, too. Who knows? Maybe he wants to take a year off, you know? I don't know what's going on.
I mean, is it not conceivable that other teams just don't think he's worth hiring?
Oh, sure, that's conceivable. And I've said this before. Randy's only job was in the pros was with the Steelers.
Yep.
So you build up contacts through the years, and I don't know if Randy did, you know, with anybody else. Bruce Arians, maybe somebody that like that, but you know, friends hire you a lot of times.
Exactly.
A lot of times it's not because you're good at what you do, it's because of who you know.
How much of the Masters will Ed watch this weekend?
None.
Wow.
I have no interest. I have no interest. My kids are coming over Sunday. We're having a delayed Easter. We're going to have some Easter egg hunts for the little ones. And
now, what gets served as the main meat? Is it a ham?
No, we're doing it different because they had Easter last week with their in-laws. So we're just having hamburgers and hot dogs and kebabs.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Nice. Way to go.
Easter egg hunt. Yeah, sweet. We don't need all that traditional stuff.
I hear you on that.
On Easter we do, but it's not Easter anymore.
All right, Ed. Great talk.
Okay,
enjoy your
guys.
Weekend. There you go. Ed Bouchette.
See ya.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.